come on. That did not happen.
It's true. It's true. I was heading through the casino, past these marble doors. I'd heard about the game and thought I'd give it a go. I really didn't expect they'd even let me in, but they did. Two giant security guys just stepped aside.
Oh my God. So you just walked right into a high-stakes poker game?
Yeah. Apparently, I'm a doppelganger for the guy they were expecting. I sat myself at a blackjack table and ended up scoring big.
So, how much did you win?
Let's not focus on that. What happens in Vegas, you know.
Well, we did say we'd check out the casino here. Perhaps I could watch the maestro himself.
Of course. You can be my good luck charm.
So, do you have any tips for a newbie? I've never played.
I take another sip of my Vesper Martini.
I'd love to give it a try.
He's really pulling out the stops tonight.
All I can say.
Well, he's never been one to skimp out on celebrations.
First few times
I sink back into the leather couch, and you wrap your arm around my shoulders. My eyes settle onto the dancing flames in the fireplace, and one of the logs falls down from the pile, causing a soft rush of sparks. I don't think I've ever been anywhere like this before. This hotel is massive. We're currently in the red light lounge. We've visited a few nicer hotels for anniversaries and parties, but this is something else entirely. I feel a little underdressed, and it makes me a little anxious to be around this many people. But I'm still having such a great time.
Isn't that right, babe?
Oh, yeah. I've got him on a short leash with that. I'm nestled between the two of you, and he's got his arms hanging casually around the back of the couch.
Can you forgive me?
My eyes wander down his body as he shifts a little. He's fit, pretty muscular. There's something about the way he carries himself that's really attractive to me. It always has been. He looks so at home here. I really admire his ability to fake it until you make it. You'd never know he was doing it. He just seems to give off a confident, comfortable vibe so much of the time. He catches me looking at him in the corner of his eye. He winks at me and my cheeks flush with heat as I look back into the fire.
So, what do you say, you two? Another round before we hit the tables?
Oh no, I won't be able to behave myself in this upscale place if I have another. And I don't want to burn a hole in your pocket.
Who says I want you to behave? Besides, don't worry about it at all. I've been dying to treat you guys to a good time here. Leo, how about you? Little Dutch courage?
No. I'm good. I need a clear head if I'm gonna stay on budget.
Good idea. You'll need all the help you can get. Okay, I'll get the tab and then we'll head out.
Don't be too long.
For you? Never.
You hold the edge of your whiskey glass with your fingers while it rests on your leg. You start stroking my hair gently with your free hand.
He's really proud of that promotion. He seems to be doing really well, huh?
Clearly. This place is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep, that's Adam. Go big or go home. He really likes you, you know?
Adam likes anyone who lets him flirt.
True. But this is different. He thinks you're great. And I think he's always had a bit of a thing for you.
I feel a little flustered, and I can't tell if it's the drinks, the blazing fire, or the thought of Adam's strong hands all over me. Things have always been like this with us. We don't see him often these days, but when we do, it's like no time has passed. We just click, all of us. And there's always been this undercurrent of, well, I don't know what exactly. Trust. Comfort. Attraction.
So, do you remember that thing we talked about.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, me and Adam had a little chat before we got here. And he's open to it, if you are.
Wait, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know Adam. He's an open-minded guy, and things between the two of you have always been, well, you know. Plus, he's got the penthouse booked up for the night. Would be a shame to waste a great view like that, huh?
I feel a little breathless. I had no idea that's what either of you had planned for tonight. I mean, we've talked about this fantasy. Sleeping with another man while you watch. It's never been at the top of my list, but it's something I always thought we could try, if it was with the right person. And I can't really imagine anyone better than Adam to try this with. But what if the reality doesn't match up? What if Adam and I just don't click like that? It's one thing to flirt and be suggestive with each other. It's a whole other thing to take that to the next level. Are you sure you want to do this?
Only if you want to. There's no pressure.
Okay. You ready for the casino?
Actually, we have something else in mind.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah, I've heard that you're open to some other things happening tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He looks from me to you, his eyes meeting yours with a questioning look. I lean in a little closer, brushing my lips against his ear, and I catch the scent of his cologne. He smells really good. I can feel myself getting carried away with the ideas, all the naughty little ideas that are suddenly running wild in my head. I lean into him, slowly running my hand up his thigh. Why don't we go up to your room and look at the view instead?
Sounds good to me. How about you? You good with that?
Yeah. Let's go.
Here we are.
Holy shit, you weren't joking. This is insane. The bed? Oh my god, there's champagne. Oh, this tub is massive. It's as big as our whole bathroom, baby. And look at the view. It's breathtaking.
Yeah, it is.
I turn around to see you both staring, not at the skyline, but at me. He moves closer to me, and I can see you nodding in encouragement behind him.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
And you're the best liar.
Oh, it's true. He told me. And in that dress, you can't blame him. Sweetheart, are you okay if I just watch for now?
I nod at you as he closes the distance between us. His hands wrap around my waist, and he pulls me a little closer. Touching him isn't a new feeling. We've been close before. Innocent hugs and kisses on the cheek for greetings and goodbyes. But this is immediately so different. In a good way. You're leaning forward with your forearms resting on your thighs, watching us intently.
I've thought about this so many times.
His hands travel up my spine and back down again. He cups my ass in his hands as he pulls me closer, burying his face into my neck. His lips are gentle against my skin. My hands start to wander around his body almost on instinct. I slide my hands up his arms, gripping him a little too hard. He lifts my chin with his fingers as he kisses along my jaw until he reaches my lips.
You want this?
Yes.
Tell me how much. Tell us.
So much. I feel dizzy and exhilarated, and I let myself sink into him. He turns my neck to the side and continues moving his lips across, down. I love the way he's kissing me. Hard enough to show he wants me, but soft enough to know he likes to take his time.
I can't wait to feel you. Taste you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.